Now, the visit of a president to any town, parish or village is always a big occasion for the locals, and so be it for the people of Uachtarard here in Galway, who welcomed President Mary McAleese on an official visit yesterday. We were there for their big day, that a little later, but let's go back to Thursday when Brian Lally dropped by as last-minute preparations were being made for the visit. And first, he met one local businessman in the town doing a spot of last-minute painting for the presidential visit.
She's welcome around here.
Are you here long yourself?
I am here about 4 years now. Yeah. At this time in Uachtarard, and I enjoyed it. Nice people around here, and we welcome the president with nice painting and cleaning the streets and stuff.
And the buntings are out, the flags are out.
That's right, yeah.
And what's business like these days?
It is all right at this time, you know, but keep going. You know?
Yeah. Has there been much planning and preparation for the visit tomorrow?
Quite a bit now for the last few days, yeah. A lot of cleaning and painting and tidying up. And
the bunting is up all around town.
It's up, yeah. The bunting is up and everything.
The presidential blue, is that it?
It is indeed.
Tell me about these carpets.
Handmade Uachtarard by the Dixon Carpet Company. Here since 1957.
In presidential blue?
In presidential blue, especially for the occasion.
All my life.
Yeah?
I hoped for this day.
You're geared up for a couple of years, yeah?
Yes, I certainly am. I can't believe that this is happening, that
That's
she's
great.
Coming here. I'm with Tidy Towns.
You're the Tidy Towns?
Yes.
I was thinking, but God, there isn't a speck of paper in the place. You're doing a great job. You have the buntings outside and the lads are painting up and down everywhere.
Yeah, there's been a huge effort.
What's your only specialisation, do you mind me asking?
Tidy Towns and the Walking Club.
Tidy Towns, so you walk and clean at the same time.
I certainly do.
Great. Well, listen, enjoy the visit, and it's a credit to you, so well done.
One, two.
If you ever had to get it right, you got to get it right tomorrow.
Yeah, it should be easy enough to get it sorted, no problem, yeah.
It's a big old day for the town, isn't it?
It is indeed. Hopefully very, very popular, and all the folks around, hopefully, have appreciated.
Yeah.
It's into often we get the visit.
1, 2, 3, Hamilton.
Now, in the middle of all the happy stories like the community games and the environmental stands and the scouts and the boxing club and the arts, there's domestic violence response just to show we are in the real Ireland.
Well, unfortunately, there's always a need for our support service, but we have noticed since the economic crisis that, you know, there has been a huge increase and a huge demand on our service. Our numbers have doubled since last year. So it's put an extra strain on our resources, our staffing, our core funding has been cut. So, you know, we're trying to do double the work with...
Yes. No, I think I'm talking to Jerry and Lynette from the 29th Galway Killannon Scout Group. How important is scouting in Uachtarard?
Oh, it's very important. It's great for the kids and they all love it, you know. They all seem to have a great time with it.
Great for children who have any learning difficulties because there's no reading, writing and arithmetic.
Yeah.
They can just get out there and be with nature, and we do campfires and camps and hiking and...
No mobile phones or electrical gadgets, so...
Well, we've had fantastic community support to build from what was a pub team in 2000 to a club that has 14 underage teams, boys and girls, two senior teams, and this year, thank God, a lady senior team. And last Sunday we opened up a facility, and none of it could have been done without fantastic community support over the past 10 years. Haven't the local clubs done a fantastic job in being able to entice the president and come out here and look at the tremendous displays on all the stands? The community centre here is packed with stands, and it'll be a great uplift to the town. You can see all the pubs being painted, you know, it's great to see. Great uplift,
up.
And fair play to everyone.
There's four brothers up there that were the first family of four brothers to win a Connacht title in Connacht. And the picture there of Thomas Lee is actually the son of our current trainer, Raymond.
Yeah.
And he's won 9 All-Ireland titles, and he's represented Ireland at international level as well. So,
crikey.
And he's been looking after the club for the last couple of years. So
yeah.
He's a stalwart for the club. Yeah, yeah. Nobody's forced to go in the ring. We ask them to come down, enjoy the sport, and if it's for them, it's for
and
them.
And they could just use it as a gym as well. They could just work out. They can just kind of hit the bag as well, I presume. Yeah.
Well, exactly. And we've actually encouraged some of the parents to come along now as well. We do an adult boot camp for the parents. And again, it's not about combat, but they take part in the exercises that we do with the kids. So it's having a benefit for adults as well as children now.
I'm sure, listen, if the president is took for a bit of security detail tomorrow, I'm sure you'll be able to sort it out, will you?
Yeah, we'll get a few lads down here, all right. Yeah.
Well, I had an idea that we might have about 20, 25. Mm. Suddenly, you know, these groups that, you know, never heard of, well, you would not that easily heard of, all doing fantastic work, yeah. All kinds of things between, you know, sporting, cultural, and then obviously a community and family resource, yeah. As well. Everybody just really pulled together, and people were seen with paintbrushes that have never been seen with paintbrushes.
The Mayfly bar up the street was painted earlier on in patriotic green. Are you nervous?
I'm kind of getting excited now. I was a bit nervous earlier on, and certainly tomorrow I will have butterflies. But yeah. I know she's anyone who's ever met her says she's fantastic. So that's really I'm really looking forward to that.
So the good Guna is in the Ford wardrobe now as I speak, is it?
Yeah, I ran away and got my hair done. I didn't tell anyone. I said I better have the hair right. But the Guna will be taken out tomorrow.
Well, then on to yesterday, minutes before President McAleese arrived in Uachtaráid.
Right, the running order for this morning is that the President and her entourage are due to arrive at the front door at 11 o'clock. She will be welcomed by the National School Band, and then she will come into the foyer of the community centre here and have photographs taken with three groups. We don't want to remember you as the person who interrupted the President's speech by your phone ringing in your bag or your pocket. So please switch them all off now, thanks.
How are the nerves?
I can't feel them at this stage. it's just trying to get people to sit now and to be, you know, to be where they should be. That's the thing.
You still have the clipboard.
I have the clipboard. I'll have to, it's my security blanket.
It's fantastic,
isn't it? Yeah. It's great.
Outside, yeah, inside, everywhere.
Everywhere. There's action everywhere. Okay.
Do yourself.
So, thank you. So group one, Anne Watts, Eita Green, Vera Haran, Paul Stewart, Tom Fahey, and John Waters, please. That's group one. Group two, Ian Fogarty, Irene Byrne, Aidan Murphy, Janet Slay, Catherine Faherty, and Joe Healy. Group three, Dennis Gagan, Leo Shogan.
Now, one very important pupil here is in charge of the tricolour. What's your name?
Jason Tierney.
And you're holding the Irish flag today to greet the President?
Yeah.
How does it feel? Are you nervous or anything?
A bit.
Yeah? What's your name?
Joseph Clancy.
Joe, you have a big job here. You're holding the maroon and white.
Yeah. I'm a bit nervous, to be honest. Yeah.
Because you know you have to treat flags with respect. You can't be leaving them down low or anything like that.
No, you can't, no.
And then, weeks of preparation, days of planning, the wait was over as the presidential party arrived.
You're working hard on those. How are you?
My name is Vera Haran, senior assistant. You're 55.
Nice to see you. We're joining you. Actually, Martin.
She's joining you.
No. I'm married to a much older man.
Well,
there's at least 3 months between us.
She's speaking for herself.
And he turned 60 last week. It's killing him.
Good morning, Chelsea. Good morning. I'm from Uachtaráid Bridge Club.
The Bridge Club. My mum would love you.
And even though she does this every day of the week in every town in the whole country, she manages to make every community group and every community feel like they're the first.
Are you just in the middle of this now?
Just starting.
This way.
What are you doing with it now?
This courthouse has been disused for a number of years. It's fallen into disrepair. So working with the community, we did a questionnaire, we identified possible uses for it.
You had a great chat with the President.
Yeah,
what was she asking you about the regatta?
She was telling me about how her relations are interested in rowing as well, and how she was out in Spain last week. And she was very interested in the whole reviving of the regatta.
Everybody could put something into it, and it's a book of inspiration for our times, and we've a specially commissioned video piece in the back made by a local artist and made about the clan resource centre, nearly new shop. And so we have a day in the life of Uachtaráid where everybody on the 10th of April last year took a photograph, and we all put them all together. And it's going to be made into a book, and we're associated with the Clan Family Resource Centre, who are a great support to us. And this is Leonora.
I love just the respect for everyday life that's in there.
Well, that's what we're hoping, that people will be inspired by the everyday and, you know, buy the simple things in life and see the value of them, you know.
Yeah, so instead of always looking to the far, far, far horizon, the near one, you know, is such an exciting place. Yeah.
And that's
if you make it.
That's what we want to say, is that outside your own door,
there's where it
there's
is.
Lots of inspiration right there.
Thanks, Kathleen.
It's going well so far.
I think so.
How do you think that went?
Oh, I'm thrilled with it. I think it went really, really well. It had all the elements that we wanted, and everybody seemed to enjoy it. It was fine. It was really good. Yeah.
It's such a community effort, and that's what makes a community and a parish, you know.
I mean, we're looking at this morning like millions and millions of euros coming out of Ireland, out of our pockets. But life is going on here. We're still enjoying ourselves. We're looking after our kids. We're looking after the community. And life is good down here, despite the economy and the whole lot.
Just a bit bait in the path. Will you keep it quiet?
We're keeping the heads up anyway.
Wonderful day. Very impressed. The president's speech was outstanding. Yeah. I think it's inspired us all.
And I think, like, you know, at this time in with recession and everything, we need some kind of way forward, and maybe, you know, today could be the first day of the rest of all our lives.
A little spiritual bailout.
Yes.
Well, enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, that's Brian Lally there reporting from Uachtar Ard yesterday, where President McAleese visited, and she also went to Moy Cullen as well. And Brian had a few words with her, and we'll have that up as a podcast on our website.